The morning's almost over, but not before a second cup of the morning blend. Here's David and Brenda.
Here's Aaron and Brenda today. Aaron is filling in. David, again, is getting a jump start on his holiday week. Of course, we're going to switch it up, and next week I'm going to take a little bit of time off to be with the family. It's just that kind of time of year, right, where you want to be with your family. Although, Aaron, in some cases, that can make for a little bit of tension if you got to spend a busy day.
Oh, what are you talking about?
No tension at Christmas. Not in our household. But you do have to be a little flexible. That's what I am learning now that, you know, my kids are getting older. One's married. One has a fiancé. Mm-hmm. They need to spend time with both families. So I definitely need to be and am learning how to be flexible and just going, okay, you know, I know that you have to do this. Just keep me updated on the times. And then we've got it worked out through there. So, again, but peace. That's what I'm trying to get at. So I thought today I found a great article in Alitea.org, and it's all about how to cultivate peace during the holidays.
All right.
So I want to be more than just going along, but you actually want to grow peace. And so they've got a few tips. So I thought, we'd spend a little bit of time, Aaron. This is what you need to do in order to cultivate some peace around you. Okay?
Noted. All right. What do we got?
So first of all, here's what they say. And this is, of course, the base of all of our lives. I think it should be. Prioritize personal prayer.
Yeah.
Make that, if you start off every day and just said short prayers throughout the day, how much less angry would you be? Even if it's frustration, high frustration levels, to be able to say, Lord, I got to pass this on to you because I can't solve it on my own.
I just had a thought. What was the, I think this one goes to Archbishop Fulton Sheen, but he said something to the effect of, you can never lose your footing if you're on your knees.
Hey.
So.
Absolutely. That's fantastic.
Yeah. I think that was him. We'll blame it on him.
We'll blame it on him for sure. Well, you know, Alitea says maybe get a few minutes early. Get up early, sit quietly in prayer beside your Christmas tree. Pope Francis talked about the Christmas tree just this morning. Do your daily readings, say a decade or two, or your whole rosary.
No better way to start the day.
That's the perfect way. Yeah, I love it. So the second thing is now I did get, I didn't go overboard this year with my gift giving because I really wanted to make sure that what I was giving wasn't things that I was going to find, you know, played for once and then stuffed in like the bottom of the toy bin, or not that the kids have toys anymore, but it really had to, I really spent some time thinking about this one. So they say to give meaningful gifts.
Yeah.
Don't just fill it with fluff or, you know, pass on a you know, jam of the month club or something like that, that people really aren't going to appreciate.
Yeah.
And if they are a type of people that have everything, your time, your attention, maybe a dinner out together. I think those types of events are really wonderful. That's also another way to resist that commercialization of Christmas, that it's not just about your wallet, but it's really about...
Totally.
Yeah, that. All right. And this one, I love it. Just say no to things. I love this. The temptation to overcommit and overprogram during the holidays lurk around every corner. Most Americans, though, could do better by doing less. My calendar does get full.
Yeah.
And somehow because of my, I just think it's because of my extroverted, you know, attitude or personality. I love that.
Sure.
I love that. But if I need to be calm, I don't get calm by doing a lot of things. And for extroverts like me, I really got to focus on that. Now, for the good deacon, he's an introvert. So if I plan too many things or we are going, he's just really like...
Yeah, over it.
Over. Yeah. He's like, I can't. I need to be quiet and still.
Sure.
So you definitely need to remember, especially for me, that, I got to say no to certain things. Going another party, it's like, I'd love to see all you guys, but...
Plus, it's hard to appreciate your life and all the people in it when you're running around doing 50,000 things. You can't sit down and just... appreciate being together if you got, you know, well, we're on this schedule and then we got this thing and then we got to go here.
Right.
Makes it hard to appreciate being together, you know?
Oh, absolutely. So my plan is over these next couple of days, today and Tuesday, to get all of that house busy work done. I'm going to try to get all the shopping, like the grocery shopping for the meal. The presents will be boxed and wrapped and ready to go because I want to spend the rest of the week just enjoying time with the family.
That's what it's about.
It's so few. And
it's not about the stuff.
You read about tragedies that are still happening and the loss of life and you know, it's just fleeting, the time that we have together in the, you know, idea of things. And, you know, I'm just ready to be with family. Now, this one I kind of could get into, though. Make those phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are people you think about every holiday. They may be friends or family that you haven't prioritized during the year. Take the time to give them a call. Letting other people know what they mean to us brings us peace.
And don't text.
No.
Don't text. Like, come on. Make an actual call.
I'm thinking about you. Emoji smile, emoji Christmas tree. No.
Right. I mean, it's nice to know somebody, to let somebody know you're thinking of them, but basically, you know, call them.
Yeah.
It's way more meaningful to actually talk with someone than just at them with a text.
Yeah. I've spoke to my parents a couple of times this week, and yesterday was my father's birthday, so I definitely gave him a call. But the day before I talked to them, I don't know what we were talking about, but you know what they said? My daughter, number three, Ashlyn, who is in school, is a college nursing student, out of the blue, she was in her dorm room, and she called my parents. She called her grandparents.
Yeah.
And it was so valuable to my mom and dad that she did that they told me how much that meant to them to have their grandchild just call them. So grandkids, you know, college, high school, you've got a phone. Don't text your grandparents. Call them. It will mean the world to them. And then lastly, to cultivate peace, give to those in need.
Yeah.
Now, culturally, Christmas is the giving season. Be generous to those charities you know that are making a real difference in the lives of the poor. Even if you just prepare yourself to give socks and bottled waters to the homeless people you know from your commute, giving of yourself gives peace. Think about all of our community, the Blanche House, Downtown Mission, St. Andre Bissette, even St. Vincent de Paul. Our Knights of Columbus are constantly gathering this time of year.
Your local parish more likely has a, you know, food donation pantry for the poor. I mean, giving trees, there's many things you can do. So, absolutely.
And especially now, it's very difficult. Boy, the inflation, the cost of things is so much more. I definitely have noticed that. When I go to the grocery store, that what normally was just a certain amount, you know, $80 a week, it's $110, you know, a week or whatever. It's just really gone up. And we're fortunate that we're like, wow, we recognize that and we're still able to get what we have. But for so many people, that makes the difference between, you know,
going without. Absolutely. Yeah.
So definitely check out St. Vincent de Paul website, other charities, Blanche House, give where you can, and volunteer of yourself, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, we can definitely take care of those in need. So just another way that be the peace.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing more rewarding than giving of your own time. So.
And you don't need to bring up politics when you go to that family dinner. It's really not necessary to talk about. We hope you enjoy today's Second Cup.